Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Good morning and welcome to our service of worship on the sixth Sunday after Epiphany. Our homilist today is the Reverend Pat Shedden. Next week we come into the season of Lent. Please do join us for our special Ash Wednesday service, which will air on February 26th at 7 p.m. And now let us prepare our hearts for worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you, and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect for the sixth Sunday after Epiphany. Almighty and ever-living God, whose Son Jesus Christ healed the sick and restored them to wholeness of life, look with compassion on the anguish of the world, and by your power make whole all peoples and nations, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, beginning at the 15th verse. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways and observing his commandments, decrees and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in this land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but you are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give you to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 119, verses 1 to 8. Happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous ordinances. I will observe your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. Lord, you are just and your commandments are eternal. Teach us to love you with all our heart and to love our neighbors as ourselves, for the sake of Jesus our Lord. Amen.
A reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, beginning with the first verse. And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you are not ready for solid food. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations? For when one says, I belong to Paul, and another, I belong to Apollos, are you not merely human? What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants, through whom you came to believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. The one who plants and the one who waters have a common purpose, and each will receive wages according to the labor of each. For we are God's servants working together. You are God's field, God's building. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel, Matthew 5, verses 21 to 37. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You have heard that it was said of those of ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall not be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or a sister, you will be liable to judgment, and if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to counsel, and if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to the terms quickly, and your accuser while you are on the way to court with him. Or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you'll be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It is also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said of those of the ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows that you have made to the Lord. And I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for this is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. Today's homily concerns are regarding anger. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. Anger is a terrible emotion that can lead to murder. Jesus says, but I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, please leave your gift there, before the altar, and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Jesus thought it was more important to reconcile before bringing the gift to the altar. Have you ever gone to bed angry at someone? You wake up the next day with the same anger and even more resentment because you didn't act when you should have. Anger can certainly take a toll on us emotionally and physically. We have all been upset with sisters, brother, mother, father, etc. at some time. What did you gain from being so angry and that you said words that deeply hurt your loved one? You probably felt a whole lot of guilt afterwards, a guilt that you would not have had to endure if you had not been so angry. Words that are said without thinking, accusations not proven. What is the point of being angry? It doesn't solve anything. We have so much anger in our world today. The differences we have with our government, the teachers being on strike, and the children upset because they can't attend school. People being upset and angry because they can't afford to buy their medication. There is so much violence going on in the world. We are plagued by so much anger. It is all around us. So what can we do? We can forgive. Forgive and forgive even more. Psychologists generally define forgiveness as a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance toward a person or group who has harmed you, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting, nor does it mean condoning or excusing offenses. Forgiveness is critical so that we may be in harmony with each other. If we choose to hold on to anger, Jesus says, come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are away on the way to the court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. What Jesus is really saying, while you have the chance, make peace as quickly as you can. What is the point of going to jail when forgiveness is so much easier? If you choose not to forgive, you will live a life without peace. You will never be at peace with yourself. You will always carry around the burden of guilt. None of us want to feel regret. Don't procrastinate. It is most important to clear the air now while the facts are fresh and not forgotten or distorted. You are responsible for your actions, and there are consequences when you do not open up your heart to forgive. Forgiveness also brings the forgiver peace of mind and frees him or her from corrosive or reciprocal anger. The opposite of anger could be harmony. Think of how you feel when you are happy and there is peace and harmony in your household. Life is so much better. You feel good about yourself. You've got pep in your step. You welcome friends and family into your life with open arms. You do things. You participate in outings. You want to take part and have fun. Anger does not allow you to do that. Anger isolates you. It is not a positive energy for us to want to be around. You will eventually discover that you've lost your friends and the social life you once had. It's negative energy. Positive people emit positive energy. Peace and harmony are gifts from God. However, our actions are whether we choose to accept these gifts from God and to keep our faith in Him, or not to accept His gifts and to remain in the prison of anger. Our positive reactions are the provision of the gifts. The more faith we have in God, that we choose to obey God, the happier we become. God is love, and we feel His love. Choosing to have faith and to obey God can bring us a multitude of happiness. The more we give, the more He gives us, which ultimately gives us even more happiness and harmony. He loves us unconditionally. All we have to do is to have faith and to show our love to Him. We show our love of God by praying to Him, by being grateful for all He does for us and for all that He has given us. We spread His word throughout our communities and throughout the world. It all starts with me and you. Each and every one of us has the opportunity to love God and to appreciate Him. He brings out the best in us. We truly are blessed, and God is pleased, and we can have our own soul celebration in His honor. When we have faith and obey God, we are able to show that faith and obedience. We become to forgive as Jesus does. We are able to pray for those who have wronged us, for they don't feel the love of God. Father, forgive them, for they don't know the understanding of the feeling of joy, freedom, relief that forgiving gives us. We will keep them in prayer so that they can find the ability to forgive and that it ultimately leads them to you. In closing, may we offer this prayer for those who have wronged us. Dear merciful Lord, thank you for your gift of forgiveness. Your only Son loved me enough to come to earth and experience the worst pain imaginable so I could be forgiven. Your mercy flows to me in spite of my faults and failures. Your word says to clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. Help me demonstrate unconditional love today, even to those who hurt me. Amen.
A time of intercessory prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For peace from on high and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the Holy Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our bishops and for all the clergy and people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the leaders of every nation and for all in authority, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For each and every city and community, and for those who live in them in faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For good weather, for abundant harvests, for all to share, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who travel by land, water, or air, for the sick and the suffering, for Reverend Jane and Dino, Reverend Pat and Dave, Reverend Carol and Wayne, Reverend Charlene, Father Philip, George, Reverend Jeanette, Melissa and family, Phyllis and Pat, Kywin, Bishop Jean, CJ, Julie, Chris, Trisha, John, Diane, Laura, Nancy, Sherry, Paul, Christine, Mia, Chloe and family, D, A, Sharon, D, Lawrence, Jess, Rob, Martin, Alba, Betty, Tom, Lisa, Cheryl, Ken's brother, Timbal and family, Gila, Jerry, and any others known to us. For prisoners and captives, and for their safety, health, and salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, strife, and need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have died, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering all the saints, we commit ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time, and with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions, as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come eternal life for you, Father, our good and loving. And we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ, assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.